We started out with 101, and we've offloaded about 10 so far, so we're down to about 91, and a good few are getting off here. So the numbers are going down as we travel east, which is according to plan.
That's Jackie Dubu, one of three volunteers driving this 33-foot vehicle dubbed the Guinebago. It's equipped with stacks of cages along its walls and stocked with lots of grapes and crunchy salad greens to keep its furry cargo fed.
That's the noise of hungry guinea pigs. We'll give them some grapes. That'll get them real excited. Hey, piggies.
The Guinebago is on its way from California to Ohio. It stopped at the Humane Society in Madison yesterday to drop off about 20 of its roly-poly passengers with adoptive families from Pulaski, Milwaukee, and La Crosse. All the guinea pigs on board were recently rescued from an inexperienced breeder in Hollister, California. Rachel Sincere of Baraboo is the Wisconsin contact for the group Cavi Spirit, a national guinea pig rescue group.
There was a woman breeding guinea pigs for pet stores, breeding them in her backyard in terrible conditions. And there was an anonymous tip. And the animal control of Hollister went out there and found 187 guinea pigs living in filth with maggots and dead guinea pigs. And, of course, half of them were females, and the females were pregnant.
That meant a potential glut of 600 guinea pigs for shelters and rescuers to deal with, so they had to move quickly. The Internet helped solve the problem. Sincere says there's a very active set of listservs and chat rooms on the web used by guinea pig lovers, and once the word went out, the email started pouring in.
People were reading of this over the Internet and emailing in people in California and saying, gee, I wish I were closer. I would adopt a guinea pig. So what they did was they put an online application, and people all over just emailed their application for a guinea pig.
Jackie Dubu says the response to this current guinea pig crisis has been wonderful, but it's often hard to find homes for small pets like these.
Small animals such as guinea pigs, hamsters, rats seem to get the short end of the stick. People seem to regard them as disposable commodities. People buy them for their children as pets, and when the children lose interest, they're just simply got rid of or neglected until they die a horrible death from neglect, starvation, whatever. So it seemed to me that these animals needed some help. And when 187 of them needed help all at once, it seemed I had to do something.
What's the appeal of these furry little creatures? For those who love them, Wisconsin guinea pig rescuer Rachel Sincere, who took a dozen of them off the Guinebago to add to the 40 she's already caring for, says they're good company.
They talk back when you talk to them. They're also vulnerable. They just wouldn't hurt a fly. They're cute. They have little faces like teddy bears, and they're just sweet little animals. There's just something about their vulnerability that appeals to me.
That description rang true for the crowd of parents and children from the Madison area who clambered onto the Guinebago yesterday to feed and pet the cavies, as they're called, during their stop in Madison.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Anyone interested in adopting a guinea pig should contact Rachel Sincere in Baraboo by email. That's guineapigs@charter.net.
They hear the veggies. They know what that means. I don't know if this is enough for everybody. I was hoping other people would bring some. This is great.